This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Tim Mize back here at the pit at Gillespie High School for this regional quarterfinal between Litchfield and Breeze Central. Breeze Central, the 4 seed, Litchfield, the 11 seed. But for Breeze Central, they lost to T-Town twice. They've lost to Triad. They've lost to Nashville. They've lost to Oakville. They've lost to Breeze Modern Day twice. So, yeah, 13-17, but you have to dive into and look at the schedule to see what exactly it says. And what it tells you is Breeze Central is a good basketball team that played a very quality schedule this year. Of course, Breeze Modern Day and Hillsboro will be our first semifinal tomorrow night. We'll have it live at 6 here on FM 106. Of course, still more basketball to come your way this evening here on WSMI as we've got action from the 1-8 Lincolnwood Regional on the way next. Lincolnwood and Mount Olive, that quarterfinal game comes up next here on FM 106. Litchfield will be on the road, purple uniforms tonight. Litchfield in purple lettering across the front with the white numerals. Breeze Central in the home of whites. Cougars in purple lettering with purple numerals for Breeze Central. So purple rules today here in Litchfield as we are set to roll. It'll be Thomas and Niehaus to jump, and Breeze Central wins the tap, and the Cougars will get it to start. 2-3 zone for Litchfield as Warnicki leaves it top of the key between the circles to Boroff. Into the hands of Moore, back to Boroff. Here's Warnicki on the right wing. Boroff, high post feed to Lupker. Off to Warnicki on the baseline with Thomas. Cut off there, back top of the key, it goes to Boroff. They swing it in the left corner with Moore. Skip pass to Warnicki, fires for three. Yes, Nick Warnicki has Breeze Central on the board as the Cougars showed good patience there, working against the 2-3 zone piece. Here's Brady Bishop, a pass into the front court to John Corso. Corso will leave it off for Austin Niehaus. Breeze Central man-to-man defense as Boston handles out front, leaves it off for Corso. John Corso had trouble with the bounce, leaves it for Bishop. Brady spins top of the key. Wild left-hand shot, no, but he's fouled. Your officials tonight, Rick Toll, Roland Barton, and Torrey Points. Of course, the IHSA assigns the officials for the postseason, so as an official, you wind up generally working with two officials that you did not work with all year long. That foul went on Dalton Boroff. His first free throw for Bishop is good, and Litchfield is on the board with 7:05 for the opening quarter. Second free throw for Bishop is good. Brady gets the pair. 3-2, Breeze Central with the lead. Clock is not running at the moment as they're trying to get the score right. They had the score on the wrong side of the board. Now the clock's running. A turnover by Breeze Central there first. Here comes Brady Bishop. Brady missed most of his senior year with that ankle injury. Still wearing a brace there. Crosses over. Boroff takes it away at the top of the key. Leaves it off for Moore. Lost it on the way up. Able to tip it up and in. Brady Moore has his first bucket. A 5-2 Breeze Central advantage. Those live ball turnovers will sink you. Brady across the timeline. Works right side. Boroff all over him, moving his feet nicely. Here's Niehaus to the foul line, cut off. Almost had it taken away. Picks up the dribble. Now he does have it taken away. Slapped away from behind by Thomas. It'll be off of Litchfield and belong to Breeze Central. 5-2, the Cougars with the lead. Boroff puts his left thumb straight up into the air, wants to run a set piece. On the right wing with Moore. Brady Moore back between the circles to Boroff. Beyond the volleyball spike line, back to Moore. Brady Moore gets into the paint, underhand shovel, and it's turned over. Moore kind of lost his foot, and he was stumbling and bumbling there around the right block, and he just had to get rid of the basketball before he was called for the travel. And it'll wind up as the second turnover for Breeze Central in an early substitution. Jackson Haig in, 5'10 senior, replacing Brady Moore. Here's Bishop into the front court. In the left corner it goes to Niehaus. Austin Niehaus to the foul line. Turns the corner, attacks the layup, rattles out, no good. Rebound down to Central and Thomas. Niehaus pokes it away from behind. Here comes Brady Bishop. He's going to slow it up, doesn't have the numbers. Third, Breeze Central turnover. Here's Corso on the left wing. Spins, hangs, blocked in there by Warnicki. Pulled down underneath by Breeze Central. Off to Dalton Boroff on the left wing with Warnicki. Back to Boroff, right wing now with Haig. on the baseline. They leave it for Thomas as he drives the baseline. He's fouled. First foul on Litchfield. And the personal is going to go on John Corso. Baseline out of bounds for Breeze Central. A Cougar at each corner of the lane. As Thomas looking, gets it off to Boroff, right side of the key. Right back to Thomas, the inbounder, rises hard of the lane, off the heel, too strong. Rebound tapped around, picked up by Litchfield. Blake McGill secures the rebound, leaves it off for Brady Bishop. 5-2, Central with the lead. Litchfield has the ball. Bishop, high post feed to Anthony Boston. On the baseline, Niehaus, back to McGill. Blake puts it on the deck. His pass is tipped and stolen by Lupker. Third, Litchfield turnover. Here comes Haig. On the right wing, leads it off for Braden Thomas. Across the floor, Warnicki drives baseline off the window. It's good for Nick Warnicki. He has 5 opening quarter points for Breeze Central, and the Cougars lead Litchfield 7-2. 4:45, opening 8 minutes of play here in this regional quarterfinal. At the pit in Gillespie. Opened up in 1928. And, of course, they remodeled back in 06. Then the tornado hit in 13. Here's Lupke on the steal, coast to coast. The layup rattles out. Warnicki offensive rebound put back good. And with that, Drew Logan needs a timeout. 4:27 for the opening quarter. Fast start for Breeze Central. They lead Litchfield 9-2. Back to the 2A Gillespie Regional at the pit following these messages on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at the pit in Gillespie. 9-2, Breeze Central with the lead. The South Central Regional plus the Breeze Schools here at Gillespie. Brady Bishop, dribble handoff to Austin Niehaus. Niehaus puts it on the deck, top of the key, with Boston now. Lupker all over him, and he jars the ball loose to the deck. Boston will tie him up, and Litchfield's going to keep it on the arrow. Purple Panther is going to have to be much stronger with the basketball. That's the third time that Breeze Central's been able to poke it loose. Pressure defense with active hands. And they're coming for the strips and the steals. On the baseline, Corso gets it into McGill at the right elbow. Blake McGill feeds the post to Boston. Back to Corso at the foul line. He attacks middle and draws the foul. Second foul on Breeze Central. The personal is going to go on Dalton Boroff. That's going to be his second. Both Cougar fouls on Boroff. So he will sit and Moore back on the floor. Here's Brady Bishop on the right wing, and he's going to be called for a travel. He shuffled his feet on the catch. Fifth Litchfield turnover. Sideline out of bounds for Breeze Central. Boy, the coaches for Breeze Central, the fans for Breeze Central, they were almost in awe of this gymnasium when they walked in. A lot of wide eyes and just staring around trying to process this gymnasium, different than just about anything they've ever been in before. Here's Warnicki. One dribble, pulls up, yes. Nick Warnicki has 9 first quarter points just like that. And he can fill it up from the outside. 11-2, Breeze Central. Warnicki's just a junior. On the attack, Bishop. Contact, no whistle, we play on. Into the hands of Lupker. Leaves it off for Haig. Down on the block, Lupker. Under the hoop, in a little bit of trouble. And he airmails it right out of play. Fourth, Breeze Central turnover. Went over the Litchfield bench, bounced off the railing that separates the bench and the floor. 11-2, Cougars lead, 3:25 first quarter. Been a full night of basketball here on WSMI FM 106. Still one more game to go. Lincolnwood and Mount Olive from the Lincolnwood Regional. McGill for 3, can't get it. Check that, that was Blaine Stewart. And the rebound down to Breeze Central. Stewart has come on the floor replacing Boston. Here's Warnicki. Top of the key, Haig wants to fire the 3. Too strong, rebound down to John Corso. Litchfield without a field goal. Both their points, courtesy of Brady Bishop at the free throw line. Here's Corso. Top of the key on the baseline, Niehaus. Back door, Corso, and he missed the layup. Beautiful action that time, but Corso couldn't finish. 2:40, first quarter. Haig up top, feeds the post, high post to Thomas. Kicks it, Moore for 3, yes. Brady Moore knocks down the 3 ball. He has 5 in the quarter. Warnicki has 9. Moore has 5. That is the Breeze Central scoring. 14-2 Cougars. Clock running 2:20 first quarter. Brady Bishop picks up the bounce right wing. Leaves the top of the key now for Blake McGill. Blake dribble drive. Tough shot. Missed it. And the rebound down to Lupke for Breeze Central. Here come the Cougars in the front court with Haig on the right wing to Warnicki. Down to Lupke. Lupke will turn, face, kicks. Moore, left wing three, too strong this time, over the top of the backboard, out of play, and it will belong to Litchfield. Central substitutions. Nate Rakers checks in, a 6-foot junior, and onto the floor, Luke Strubhart, a 6'3 sophomore. Warnicki and Lupker are out. Here's Bishop across the timeline for Litchfield. Into the hands of Blaine Stewart. Back to Corso, left side of the key, or right back to Stewart in the left corner. Blaine Stewart drives baseline. Nice bounce pass, middle of the lane to Niehaus. Austin rises and hits. Litchfield has their first field goal. 14-4, Bree Central leads with the ball, 95 seconds, first quarter. On the right wing with Rakers. In the corner it goes to Strubhart. Across the floor, left side of the key with Haig. Right back it goes into the hands of Rakers. High post to Thomas. On the bounce, finds Strubhart, rises up and knocks it down. Luke Strubhart has his first bucket. 16-4, Bree Central, 70 seconds for the first quarter. Brady Bishop, wearing the purple T-shirt, under the road purple jersey tonight. Down in the left block, Corso. John draws a double, kicks to Bishop. Brady cut off the baseline nicely by Moore. He's going to fire a deep three, rimmed it out, no good. Rebound down to Braden Thomas. Thomas pushing, tries to go behind his back. Ball's jarred loose. Corso deflects it, but right to Bree Central, they maintain. Thomas, skip pass. Haig, 4-3, rimmed it out, no good. And the rebound down to Blake McGill. 38 seconds, first quarter. 16-4, Bree Central with the lead here in this regional quarterfinal at Gillespie High School. Thomas works opposite. Check that. Bishop works opposite of the screen as Thomas stays right with him. Into the hands of Stewart. Bishop wants the deep three. Canned it. Brady Bishop, a couple feet beyond the line, knocks it down. He has 5 first quarter points. 16-7, Bree Central. 14 seconds for the opening quarter. Haig walks it into the front court with 8. At the volleyball spike line with 5. On the right wing now with 3. He's sizing Bishop up with 2. Gets a screen. Corner. Moore. Good if it goes. Yes. Brady Moore cans the 3 out of the left corner off the beautiful dribble drive that time from Jackson Haig. And after 8 minutes in the regional quarterfinal here at Gillespie, Bree Central 19. Litchfield 7. We'll come back to the pit with second quarter action following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at the pit in Gillespie. One quarter in the books in this quarterfinal. Bree Central leading Litchfield at 19-7. Cougars hit 3 triples in that first quarter, including one at the horn, courtesy of Brady Moore. Panthers turned it over 5 times in the quarter, 4 times for Bree Central. Cougars get it to start the second, leading by a dozen. On the baseline with Strubhart. Back into the hands of Moore, top of the key. Haig wants a 3, rimmed it out, no good. Offensive rebound to Strubhart, put back good. 4 points for Luke Strubhart, 21-7, Bree Central. Here's Brady Bishop into the front court, leaves it off for John Corso. Corso spinning right elbow, Bishop open, 4-3. Off the mark, no good, rebound down to Bree Central. Litchfield, the one and done. Into the hands of Haig, across the timeline. On the baseline, Strubhart, nice ball fake, looking for Lupker, deflected around, picked up underneath by Lupker, muscles it up and draws the foul, almost got the and one opportunity. It'll be 2 free throws for Parker Lupker with 7:15 for the first half. Second team foul on Litchfield. The personal will go on Austin Niehaus. It's his first. At the free throw line, the 6'4 senior, Parker Lupker. Lupker has not scored tonight. He's done his work on the defensive end of the floor. Free throw good. Litchfield has Bishop, Stewart, Corso, Niehaus, and McGill on the floor. Second free throw for Lupker is good. He gets the pair. 23-7 as Bree Central leads, falls back into their half-court man-to-man defense. Brady Bishop across the timeline. Gets a screen from Corso. Bree Central hedges out. Now Bishop attacks, cut off there, leaves it back for McGill. Into the hands of Stewart. Blaine Stewart, dribble drive, layup good for Stewart. Good strong take there. Blaine's first bucket. 6:50 for the first half of play. Bree Central leading Litchfield 23-9. Lincolnwood, Mount Olive coming up next here on FM 106, regional quarterfinal from Lincolnwood. Here's Haig for three, too strong. Offensive rebound to Rakers. He lost it, able to save it. Underneath the hoop, gets it off to Moore. Here's Luepker. He's double-teamed. Spins, attacks, layup good. Nice, strong move, Parker Luepker. 25-9, Breeze Central with the lead. 6:20 first half. Here's Brady Bishop in the corner with John Corso. Checked there by Luepker. Top of the key with McGill. Blake McGill leaves it back for Corso. John Corso, left elbow. Loses his footing, gets it away to McGill. He'll fire for three, left it short. And the rebound down to Breeze Central. Cougars want to push. Here's Haig behind the back of midcourt. Behind the back again, top of the key. Turns the corner, right elbow. Dumps down to Schubhart. Deflected away by Corso. It'll stay with Breeze Central. Anthony Boston going to check back in for Litchfield. He will replace Austin Niehaus. Warnicki returns for Breeze Central along with Thomas. Schubhart and Rakers head to the bench for Breeze Central. Baseline out of bounds for the Cougars. They get it right into Luepker. Deep post position. He lays it off the window, and it's good for Parker Luepker. 27-9, Breeze Central with the lead. Here's Brady Bishop on the right wing. Picks up the dribble, needs a little bit of assistance now. Gets it away to Boston. Back to Bishop. Brady Bishop drives baseline, cut off, rises way too strong from 10, and the rebound down to Breeze Central. 5.5 minutes, first half. Here's Warnicki on the right wing. Back to Haig, top of the key. Bounced it once, picked it up, leaves it for Brady Moore, left wing. Back to Haig it goes. Into the hands of Warnicki. Kicked out of there by Brady Bishop. And Central head coach Jeremy Schubert, quick on the draw, gets over there, and then we got an E on the coach. He fumbled it. It kicked off the sidewall. He had to go retrieve it. He's got a nice smile on his face as he comes back to his coach's box. 5:15 for the first half. Here's Luepker. Down low to Thomas off the window. It's good. Braden Thomas's first bucket off the feed from Luepker. 29-9. Breeze Central in control. 5 minutes for the first half. Here's Brady Bishop. Leaves it off for Blake McGill. McGill on the curl looking for Corso. Let him too far. Turned over. Picked off by Luepker. Leads it for Brady Moore with a spin and a finger roll. Yes, for Moore. He has 10. That was very smooth. 31-9, Breeze Central. Clock running, 4:35, first half. Here's Blaine Stewart on the left wing. Off to Corso. John Corso, left side of the key. Working on Thomas. Luepker comes for the steal and picks the pocket of Corso. Luepker going to go up. Thought about the dunk, but he's still able to get to go. 8 points for Luepker, all in the quarter. He almost grabbed the net trying to dunk that ball. That would have been a violation. Into the hands of Anthony Boston. Stripped by Luepker. Boston tracks it down in the corner. Off to McGill, and Blake traveled. Took that extra step before he got the ball on the floor. Eighth Litchfield turnover. McGill will check out. As Litchfield has on the floor right now, Stewart, Bishop, Corso, Boston, and Niehaus. Halfway through the second quarter, Breeze Central 33, Litchfield 9. Here's Haig turning the corner, kicks it in the left corner to Warnicki. Back into the hands of Haig now. Jackson Haig between the legs, out at the volleyball spike line, off to Thomas. In the left corner, Warnicki on the block to Luepker. Kicks it to Moore. He'll fire a three ball, too strong. Warnicki, offensive rebound, tips it up and in. 11 for Nick Warnicki. 35-9, Breeze Central. Here's Brady Bishop on the right wing. Leaves it for Stewart. Blaine Stewart. Hand off to Corso. John Corso cut off there by Warnicki. Gets it back out to Blaine Stewart. Stewart at the foul line. Leaves it into the hands of Corso. In the left corner with Brady Bishop. Bishop lost his footing. Back it goes to Niehaus. Austin dribble drive. Wild reverse layup. Can't get it to go. Offensive rebound. Boston put back good. First bucket for Anthony Boston. 3 minutes to play first half. 35-11. Breeze Central with the lead. Haig will take his time now into the front court. Walking it across the timeline. Litchfield sits back in their 2-3 zone. High post with Thomas. Tries to dump it down to Luepker. Deflected out by Niehaus. It'll stay with Breeze Central. Niehaus might have banged knees with somebody right there. He's flexing that right leg. Lupker will get a breather. Drew Rakers checks in, 6-foot senior for Breeze Central. Cougar ball on the baseline, and it goes to Haig. He rises, no. Rebound tipped around, and it's going to be controlled by Breeze Central and Drew Rakers. 2:35, first half of play. Here's Haig, gets past Bishop, pulls up from the right elbow, left it short. Rebound tapped around right to Rakers. He kicks it out to Haig. Back to Rakers, the lefty for three. Missed it too strong. Rebound to the floor, picked up finally by Austin Niehaus for Litchfield. 2:20 first half, 35-11. Breeze Central with the lead. Here's Bishop. Dangerous pass to Niehaus, and he's fouled by Rakers. It'll be the first on Rakers, third on Central. It'll be Litchfield ball, sideline, opposite side of the floor of the benches here at the pit. Corso gets it in to Bishop. Brady Bishop off to Stewart. He'll fire for three, left it short, and the rebound down to Warnicki. He had a nice block out at the top of the key there. Jeremy Schubert wants a timeout, 2:03 for the first half. Breeze Central leading Litchfield 35-11. We'll come back to the pit in Gillespie following these messages on WSMI. Following the Breeze Central timeout, Cougars have the basketball in the front court. 2 minutes to play first half. Here's Drew Rakers. Kicks it to Warnicki, open for three. Left that one a little bit short. On the rebound, tipped around off of Corso. It'll stay with Breeze Central. 3rd of 4 games tonight here on FM 106. Lincolnwood, Mount Olive coming up next. There's a turnover off the inbounds by Breeze Central. Into the hands of John Corso, comes across the timeline. Bishop goes back door, nothing there. Slip pass to Boston. Anthony rises too high off the window. Rebound down to Central and Drew Rakers. 90 seconds first half. Breeze Central led 19-7 after one. Lead 35-11 now. Down to Thomas. Spins towards the sideline and puts it home off the left block. Braden Thomas has his second field goal. 4 points in the half. 37-11. Breeze Central. Here's Brady Bishop on the left wing. Brady finds Corso on the curl. John is cut off. Tries to dump it back to Boston. He collides with his teammate Stewart. Turned over. Picked up by Haig. Underhand shovel. Thomas stripped by Niehaus. It's going to be off of Austin. It'll stay with Breeze Central. 62 seconds for the first half. Corso out. Blake McGill returns for the Purple Panthers. Baseline out of bounds for Breeze Central. Thomas slips it into Rakers. The bounce pass went right off his shin, turned over. 6th Breeze Central turnover. Here comes Brady Bishop. 55 seconds for the half. Bishop in the corner to Stewart. Blaine on the attack, kicks it back in the right corner. Bishop for three. Yes. Brady Bishop knocks down the three. His second triple of the game. He has 8. 37-14. Breeze Central with the lead. Clock running 38 seconds first half. See if the Cougars want to hold for the final shot. Haig handling out at the volleyball spike line. Bishop comes out and meets him at the point of that 2-3. 25 seconds for the first half. Here's Brady Moore. Leaves it off for Haig. Back to Moore, right back to Haig. 15 seconds for the half. Out between the volleyball spike line and midcourt with Moore. 12 seconds for the half. Here's Haig in the right corner now with Thomas. 8 for the half. Here's Drew Rakers. Haig in the corner with 3. Off to Rakers, lets it fly at the horn, back rim too strong. And after two quarters here in the regional quarterfinal at Gillespie High School, it is Breeze Central 37, Litchfield 14. We'll come back with third quarter action following these messages on WSMI. Welcome back inside the pit here at Gillespie High School, getting set for the start of the third quarter in this quarterfinal between Breeze Central and Litchfield. The Cougars leading 37-14. They led 19-7 after one, outscored Litchfield 18-7 in the second quarter. As Breeze Central in that first half hit 3 triples all in the first quarter, went 2 of 2 from the free throw line. They were led in scoring by Nick Warnicki with 11 points, 10 points for Brady Moore, 4 points for Braden Thomas, 4 points for Luke Strebhart, and 8 points for Parker Lupker. For Litchfield, they were led in the first half by Brady Bishop with 8, then 2 for Blaine Stewart, 2 for Austin Niehaus, 2 for Anthony Boston. That was the scoring in the first two quarters for Litchfield. Unofficially, I had the Purple Panthers for 9 turnovers. Breeze Central with six. Litchfield hit two threes in the first half, went 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Purple Panthers in the road purple uniforms tonight as the 11th seed in the sub-sectional. Berea Central in the home whites trimmed in the purple as the 4 seed in the sub-sectional. The winner into the regional semifinals tomorrow night. Litchfield gets the basketball to start the third quarter as they trail 37-14. Bishop, Niehaus, McGill, Corso, and Boston for Litchfield to start the second half. Here's John Corso. Leaves it off for Blake McGill. Right back to Corso in the right corner. John, foul line. Boston will fire and hit. Knock it down, Anthony Boston. And just like that, Litchfield on the board to start the third quarter. Berea Central has Boroff, Warnicki, Lupker, Moore, and Thomas on the floor to start the second half. Here's Moore down to Thomas. Skip pass to Warnicki. Wide open, 4-3. Yes. Nick Warnicki has 14 points now. His second triple of the ball game off the nice skip pass that time. And that's what you got to do, how you have to attack the zone side to side, inside, outside, and eventually you're going to wind up with a good look if you have the patience and crisp ball movement. The Cougars have had both here tonight, 40-16. Just underway, third quarter. Niehaus on the attack, leads for McGill. Blake wants the three, off the mark, no good. And it's going to be out of bounds and stay with Litchfield. It was an air ball that threw Thomas's timing off, deflected off his fingertip, and then he tried to save it on the baseline, but he was out of bounds. Here's Bishop off the baseline, inbounds, into the hands of Niehaus, off to Corso. Left block with Boston. Anthony spins off the window. It's good. Nice move. Soft touch, Anthony Boston, with two quick buckets here in the quarter. Six for the game, and it is 40-18. 6.5 minutes for the third quarter. Here's Lupker. Down to Thomas off the window. It's good. Braden Thomas got deep, deep post position right there. That was game, set, and match. 42-18, Central with the lead. Here's Bishop behind the back on Boroff. Leaves it off for Niehaus. Has his pocket picked by Thomas. Thomas goes up, tried to dunk it, missed it. Rebound down to Warnicki. Offensive rebound, put back, good. 16 for Warnicki. I think Niehaus altered that dunk attempt just enough by Thomas. 5:55 for the third quarter. Here's Corso on the curl, cut off the left block. Leaves it off for Niehaus. He'll fire 4-3. Yes, Austin Niehaus must have found himself some Gatorade at the break. He's got 7 in the quarter, 9 for the ball game. A couple of 15-footers, now a 3-ball for the senior. Lupker on the attack, cut off there by Boston. Gets caught onto the rim, saved by Boston, picked up by Niehaus as he was on the floor. Gets it right back to Boston, into the hands of Brady Bishop. And for the Litchfield seniors, leave it all out there now. Nothing to lose. 44-21, 5:10, third quarter. That's what Niehaus is doing. Attacks with the left hand. No, rattled out. Nice move, though. Niehaus is all over the floor right now. Missed the layup, then a dead sprint to track down Thomas in the front court. Here's Boroff. High post feed to Thomas. He kicks it to Warnicki for three again. Got it again. 19 for Nick Warnicki. And Berea Central wants a timeout. 4:52 for the third quarter. 47-21, Central with the lead over Litchfield. We'll come back to the pit in Gillespie following these messages on WSMI. 4:52 to play, third quarter. Berea Central in control, leading Litchfield 47-21. Winner into the regional semifinals tomorrow night for a 7:30 game. It's a broadcast we'll carry on FM 106. We'll also have the first semifinal here from Gillespie tomorrow night. Hillsboro and Breeze Modern Day will be live at 6 tomorrow night. Here's Stewart on the attack, threw it away. Got caught in the air, nowhere to go. Now Moore looking for a bounce pass across the lane, taken away by Bishop. Now Brady has it taken away by Thomas. Into the hands of Warnicki. He spins on Boston off the window. It's good. Oh, this kid is fun to watch. 21 for Nick Warnicki. Boy, he can shoot it, and then he can put it on the floor and make things happen as well. 49-21 Central. We approach the midway point of the third quarter. Here's Blaine Stewart. On the baseline, Boston rises, left it a little short, and the rebound down to Boroff. He wants to push quickly into the front court. Now he slows it up, and the Cougars will run some offense. On the left wing with Moore. Back to Boroff. Right back to Moore. On the baseline, leaves it for Thomas. Pivots around into the hands of Warnicki. Down to Lupker. Off the window, it's good. Parker Lupker has 10 points, and we have reached the 30-point spread, 51-21, with 3.5 minutes to play in the third quarter. Bree Central set to empty their bench here at the next stoppage. Here's Corso on the right wing. Spins away. That ball is stolen by Moore. Brady Moore going to go up and down for the easy deuce. A dozen for Moore. 53-21, Bree Central. Three-quarters court trap now from Bree Central into the hands of Blaine Stewart. On the baseline, cut off. Leaves it back for McGill. Blake McGill down on the block to Corso. Leaves it in the corner. Stewart fires for three. Left it short. Offensive rebound. Corso puts it up. He left it short. Boston rips it away from Thomas. He was way too strong. And the rebound down to Bree Central. Frustration starting to set in a little bit for Litchfield. Thomas on the attack with the finger roll finish with the left hand from the right side. He has eight. 55-21 Bree Central. Clock running 2:40, third quarter. Here's Blake McGill down to the block to Bishop. Tipped and stolen. 14th Litchfield turnover. Here comes Warnicki. In the front court, tipped by Bishop, goes right to Boroff. Here's Warnicki on the left wing with Moore. Down to Thomas. In the corner to Boroff. On the block, Lupker. He draws the crowd, puts it on the deck. Across the floor, Moore. Brady attacks, rejected by Boston. Gets it back, blocked and fouled. Two free throws for Brady Moore. First foul of the half on either team comes at the 2:13 mark of the third quarter. They will get Anthony Boston with his first personal foul. At the free throw line, Brady Moore, the 6'2 sophomore. Free throw for Moore is good. Hit a lot of the rim and dropped down. 13 for Brady Moore. Austin Niehaus returns for Litchfield. On the floor, Chase Hyers, a 5'8 junior for Litchfield, and Cameron Crow, a 6-foot sophomore, onto the floor. For Bree Central, Drew Rakers returns. Jackson Haig is back on the floor. Chris Tenendon is on the floor for the first time, 5'11 senior. Second free throw good for Moore. He has 14. He will check out, replaced by Nate Rakers. 2 minutes, 8 seconds for the third quarter. 57-21 Bree Central. Here's Brady Bishop on the left wing with Crow and Cameron Travel. He went into the triple threat position and then just drugged that pivot foot as he was swinging the ball through to get into a power position. Still more hoops on the way for you tonight. The nightcap of our quadruple header from the 1A Lincolnwood Regional. The host Lancers taking on Mount Olive. That broadcast comes up next here on WSMI. Here's Nate Rakers. Leaves it on the baseline for Luke Struphart. Top of the key to Haig, back to Rakers. 108 seconds, third quarter. Across the floor, Haig. He makes the catch on the left wing. Picks up the dribble now. Short pass to Struphart, right back to Haig. That's a deep three, and he buried it. Jackson Haig, no hesitation, puts home the triple, his first bucket tonight. 60-21, Bree Central. 85 seconds for the third quarter. Bishop on the attack. Nice left-hand finish for Brady Bishop. He has 10. 80 seconds for the third quarter. Been one of those years for Litchfield. They were decimated by injuries basically from their first practice on. Were never able to get ahead of the game this year with the injury bug. Last year, they were basically injury-free the whole way. Boy, did it even out, I guess, if you want to say, in a major way this year. Here's Haig, left side of the key. Down low it goes to Drew Rakers, and he had his feet all twisted and tangled up on that catch. Looked like he was playing a game of Twister down there. He'll be called for steps. Eighth, Bree Central turnover. Long pass in the front court from Bishop to Crow. Cameron on the attack, had it poked away. Niehaus takes it back. He has possession now, surrounded by three Cougars. Gets it away to Stewart. Blaine Stewart, back door to Bishop. Nice. Brady, pump fake, got too far under the rim, but he's going to draw the foul. First foul of the half on Bree Central. Comes with 40 seconds to play in the third quarter. And the guilty party here on Central is going to be Luke Struphart. That's his first. Bishop at the free throw line. 2 out of 2 tonight. Make it 3 out of 3. 11 points for the senior. Brady missed most of the year with that ankle injury. What, played in the first game of the year, and then he was out until the early part of January. Knocks down that toss, a dozen for Brady Bishop. Half a minute, third quarter. All Breeze Central here tonight at Gillespie. They lead Litchfield 60-25. Here's Tinadon out at the volleyball spike line. Across the floor, right wing with Haig. Into the hands of Rakers, back to Haig. 20 seconds for the third quarter. At the volleyball spike line, Nate Rakers. He gets it off to Tinadon. Back to Rakers. 10 seconds for the third quarter. Rakers picks up the dribble into the hands of Haig. Here's Struphart with seven. In the corner, Haig. He'll fire for three. Air ball. It's going to be saved by Crow. Down to Niehaus, and that's the quarter. Three quarters in the books here at the pit in Gillespie for this 2A regional quarterfinal. After three, it is Breeze Central, 60. Litchfield, 25. We're back to the pit in Gillespie following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at the pit in Gillespie. Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studios producing this regional quadruple header here on WSMI FM. Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville, the station you can count on. Breeze Central, a 60-25 lead as we start the fourth quarter. They've got their first unit back on the floor. Thomas makes the catch at the left elbow, leaves it off for Moore. Back to Boroff on the floor with Lupker and Warnicki as well. Here's Moore, pivots around, back to Boroff. Into the hands of Moore, down on the block to Lupker. Draws a crowd, kicks across the floor to Warnicki. Here's Warnicki, drives baseline, underhand shovel. Thomas, tough catch, deflected right back to Warnicki. He lays it up and in. He was just in the right place at the right time. He had a nice underhand shovel. Thomas couldn't catch it cleanly. Batted around by Litchfield, right back to Warnicki. Been that type of night for him. He has 23. Clock will run here in the fourth quarter. 62-25, all Breeze Central here tonight. Litchfield season going to come to a close at 10-20. Boy, they started so strong, hit a rough patch middle and late part of the season. Here's Stewart. Off it goes to Corso. Here's Brady Bishop, right side of the key, into the hands of Corso. Off to Boston, back to Corso. Between the circles now with Niehaus. Austin Niehaus on the left wing with Brady Bishop. Top of the key with Stewart. Feeds the post to Corso, back to Bishop. Brady for three, no. Offensive rebound, Niehaus. His follow's way too strong. Corso fighting for the ball. Lupker out battles it for it. Ahead to Thomas. Off to Moore. Brady Moore. Left it short, contact there, but we play on in a 62-25 game. Good no call there. Now Litchfield loses it up the floor. Corso couldn't handle it cleanly. 16th turnover on the Purple Panthers. And here comes the line change for Breeze Central. Second unit back on the floor. This is the same unit that ended the third quarter. So you got Drew Rakers, Chris Tanadon, Luke Struphart. Also, Shane Becker's checked in, a 5'9 junior, and Nate Rakers. Actually, no Struphart. It's Blake Usselman on the floor instead, a 6'3 junior. 5:45 for the ball game. Lincolnwood, Mount Olive coming up next in the nightcap here on WSMI. Then, of course, a lot more regional basketball tomorrow as well. Another quadruple header. On the baseline, deflected out off of Central. It'll belong to Litchfield. 5.5 minutes for the ball game. We'll start tomorrow night with Hillsboro and Breeze Modern Day live at 6 here at Gillespie. Then we'll be off to Macon Meridian for the Nokomis regional semifinal tomorrow night. That'll be live at 7:30. Then we'll have more basketball from the Gillespie and Lincolnwood regionals respectively tomorrow night. You can always find the broadcast schedule online at WSMIRadio.com. The officials having a conversation out at midcourt. Not sure what that was about. But one of the officials over at the table now. The clock is not running, even though it's a running clock game at the moment. They do stop the clock when they're involved in clerical situations, as is this. So the conversation is over, and we're ready to play some basketball. It'll be Litchfield ball, front court sideline, and it goes to Brady Bishop. Off to John Corso. John Corso out between the circles. Left wing with Austin Niehaus. Top of the key with Anthony Boston. Left side of the key with Corso. John, quick first step, attacks and draws the foul. Inside of 5 minutes for the ball game. Second foul of the half, and they'll get the personal on Drew Rakers. That'll be his second. John Corso, the senior, at the free throw line. Has not scored tonight. Still has not scored as the free throw's off the mark. He's had a nice senior campaign, has John Corso. The lefty second free throw, good. So he helps out my theory that a lefty never misses back-to-back foul shots. It's just a working theory at this point. 4:20 for the ball game. Here's Rakers. Off it goes to Usselman. Back between the circles with Becker. Way out in the left wing with Rakers. Back to Becker. Usselman back to Becker. Thought about a deep three. Instead, left wing it goes to Nate Rakers. Rakers back to Becker. On the wing with Usselman. Skip pass. Now on the block to Drew Rakers. He's double teamed. Back to Nate Rakers. On the attack in the left corner it goes with Usselman. Inside of 4 minutes for the ball game. On the attack, Becker stripped on the way up, got it back and laid it up and in. Shane Becker had it stripped away, and as he was in the air, it came back into his hands, and he was able to get it up and in for his first bucket. Now Litchfield will empty their bench. Emiliano McGill in, a 5'6 sophomore. Emilio McGill in, a 5'8 sophomore. Blake McGill back on the floor, and Cameron Crow back on the floor along with Chase Hires. Here's Emiliano McGill. Gives it off to Emilio McGill. Back on the left wing now with Hires. Chase, dribble drive, lost the handle. Ball stripped and stolen. Picked up off the floor by Central. Lead pass, Becker, layup good. Shane Becker has 4 points here in the fourth quarter. 66-26, Breeze Central with the lead inside of 3 minutes for the ball game. Here's McGill, down to Crow, left it a little bit short, didn't use the window, and the rebound down to Bree Central and Nate Rakers. Into the hands of Becker, off to Usselman. In the corner it goes with Drew Rakers on the block. Now they kick it back out. Rakers for three, rimmed it out, no good, and the rebound down to Litchfield and Emilio McGill. Here's Emilio, leaves it off for Cameron Crow. Cameron attacks, yes, for Cameron Crow, his first bucket. 66-28, Breeze Central. They will be playing on Wednesday night. It's a broadcast we'll have for you on FM 106. On the left wing with Usselman. Down it goes to Drew Rakers. Back to Usselman, top of the key with Becker. Here is Tainadon, fires foul line, no. Drew Rakers tip, no. Rakers gets it back again, pivots around, powers it up, and in. Drew Rakers has his first bucket of the night, and the Breeze Central bench likes that. 105 seconds ball game. Stay tuned, Lincolnwood and Mount Olive from the Lincolnwood Regional. Coming up next here on FM 106, David Jenkins will have the call for you. Emilio McGill fires for a straight-on three, no. Rebound is tapped right back to him. He controls on the left wing, 90 seconds for the ball game. Here's Blake McGill. McGill on the right wing. Leaves it for Hires on the right block. Chase Hires pivots around, leaves it for Crow, and the ball is jarred loose but is picked up out of midcourt by McGill. Emilio McGill, 70 seconds for the ball game. Off to Emiliano McGill. McGill tried to jump and pass, threw it off the leg of Becker. It'll stay with Litchfield. 60 seconds to play. Ball got into one of the corners here at the pit. Becker had to go and retrieve. Clock still running. 68-28. 50 seconds to play. That baseline entry pass stolen by Usselman. 18th turnover. Lead pass is good for Nate Rakers. His first bucket. 70-26 Central. Clock running. 35 seconds to play. Here's Emiliano McGill. Leaves it for Emilio McGill. He has it stripped, picked up off the floor by Drew Rakers. Pushing. Three on one. No look. Rakers off the window. It's good. Drew Rakers to Nate Rakers. 4 points for Nate. 72-28 Breeze Central. 15 seconds for the ball game. Off the window, no. And the rebound down to Central. Your final score here at the pit in Gillespie is going to be Bree Central, 72. Litchfield, 28. Bree Central into the regional semifinal tomorrow night here at the pit. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap it up and get you off to Raymond for the nightcap following these messages on WSMI. Bree Central wins it going away tonight, 72-28 the final. They led 19-7 after one, outscored Litchfield 18-7 in the second, led 37-14 at the half. They won the third quarter 23-11, led 60-25. The clock would run in the fourth quarter as Bree Central outscored Litchfield 8-3 in the fourth. They win it 72-28. Nick Warnicki led the way for Central tonight with 23, 14 for Brady Moore, 10 points for Parker Lupker, 8 points for Braden Thomas, 4 points apiece for Shane Becker, Nate Rakers, and Luke Strubhart, 2 points for Drew Rakers this evening, and 3 points for Jason Haig. With the win, Bree Central improves to 14-17 on the year, playing that very tough schedule. Litchfield sees their season come to a close at 10-20. So for the Purple Panthers, they will say goodbye to seniors Brady Bishop, John Corso, Austin Niehaus, and Anthony Boston. So your final here at the pit, Bree Central tops Litchfield 72-28. Thanks to Jennifer Graham. She produced tonight's action here on WSMI FM 106. Still one more game to go here in our quadruple header as Lincolnwood taking on Mount Olive. David Jenkins has the call following these messages on WSMI. I am Tim Mize saying so long from Gillespie.